Exactly 34 years ago, on the feast day of St. John the Baptist, Our Lady came to us. Why on the feast day of St. John the Baptist? Is this coincidence? Or this is something what Our Lady desired? When we think deeper about everything, then I think that all of us can see and recognize that Our Lady truly chose this day, John the Baptist. It is a very important image. He is a bridge between the Old and the New Testament. He is the one who prepares the way for Jesus. He is the one who invites people to change, to convert. And we see that this is exactly what Our Lady has been doing. She has been preparing the way to Jesus. She has been leading us towards Jesus. She has been inviting us to convert. And she wants us to exit the old life and to enter the new life, to exit slavery and to enter the freedom. Our Lady invites us to attend the school, and we see three praise places of prayer: the church, the apparition hill, and the cross mountain. And all of this is like heart. And when we see the image, the statue of Our Lady, we can see what is important, the essence of the happenings here. Our Lady as a mother invites us to attend this school. She educates us. And we do not need anything new today, because we Christians, we know everything, what we are to do and how to do. We know about the prayer, about confession, Holy Eucharist, forgiveness. But the problem is that we do not know how. We do not do these things. And we get lost then in today's world. And Our Lady comes to us and she is giving us her hand. In your freedom, she invites you and tells you, respond to my call. She's not forcing you, but she just is offering her hand. And she said, accept my call. And the second hand she placed on her heart. You see the statue, she placed her hand on her heart. And that is very important. So the first call she gave was, do not be afraid, believe. And the most frequent invitation was to pray. The most important invitation, the message she gave is conversion, the message of conversion. And the goal of all of these messages is peace in our hearts, peace around us, that we become the carriers, so that we can become the carriers of peace, carriers of peace to those who surround us. And the essence of everything is heart. You see the hand of Our Lady on her heart. She teaches us how to pray with the heart. What is the prayer with the heart? This is the sign. You see, prayer with the heart is like a flower. It's like a flower which opens itself towards sun. Look at these flowers. Flowers which are opened by sun. And this is what Our Lady wants from us. She wants ourselves to open our hearts so that we start blossoming, that we become flowers. And you see, we are not blossoming very often, but we are vanishing and dying because there is no love, There is no peace, there is no joy in our hearts. And Our Lady wants us to blossom, so she gives us the way with her arm, with her open arm is the sign of this opening towards God. And this hand carries the rosary, and Our Lady teaches us how to pray the rosary. Not only to pray, but how to pray. Pray with the heart. Dear friends, there is a very simple prayer which can help us to open ourselves, that we open our hearts towards God. We can pray rosary, that we say 1, 2, 3, 5 rosaries, but that doesn't mean that our hearts will be open towards God. That's why it is very important that we do this in a spirit the way Mary did, because Mary's example to all of us how to open the heart, because Mary who listens the word of God. And that's why it is important that we say the words of Our Lady of Mary. Here I am, Lord. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be done to me according to thy word. I want to listen your word. This is the way we should start the prayer. Usually we listen only to our thoughts, feelings, words. That is okay. But it doesn't mean that we finish with this. It is important that we learn to listen to the words of God. And that's why Our Lady invites us to take the Holy Bible, to read the words of God, so that we get to know God better, and at the same time we'll get to know ourselves better. So we need to say, I want to listen. It is important that our hearts are awakened. So you see, very often our hearts are not awake, but they are sleepy. Let us remember those three disciples who were praying in Olive Garden, who fell asleep. So very often it happens to us that we sleep during the prayer. We are not awake. We are present with our body, but our spirit is lost. So Jesus wakes up three times, three disciples. And this is what Jesus wants to do with us. He wants to wake us up. It is important that for prayer of the heart is that we are awakened, that we are awake. It is important that we wake up always, over and over again, that we open our eyes, that we listen. You can exercise this. There are the ways. If you exercise this, as this is truly something what you can do. But every time when our thoughts, our spirit are lost, we need to come back and to wake up. It is important that faith and love is awake in our hearts, the thanksgiving towards God. And let us pray for this intention. Pray to Jesus. Jesus, wake up my faith. Wake up my trust. Wake up my love towards you, Jesus. Pray this way. Lord, wake up thanksgiving in my heart. Wake up, Lord, forgiveness in my heart. We cannot pray with heart if we do not forgive, if there are negative thoughts and feelings in our hearts. So let us pray to God that He help us to, that we forgive ourselves. As Jesus said, Lord, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. So we pray the same way. Pray for love, so love is the one which opens our hearts. Love is the one which heals our hearts. So let's pray to Jesus. Jesus, give me love towards the person I do not like, I do not love. And then think about cross. Our Lady says, pray before cross. Let's all kinds of graces, lots of graces come from cross. And looking Jesus at the cross, you'll get to know Jesus who forgives from the cross. And then you'll be able to receive the grace of accepting the cross. That's why it is important that you pray before cross. And Our Lady says, take the cross, the wounds of Jesus, and think of the cross. I got to know Jesus and I start changing myself and I'm learning to accept the cross the way Jesus accepted his cross. And accepting the cross, transubstantiation happens in me. If there is, I will not have peace in my heart if I'm not able to accept myself.